Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hello and welcome to Joyful Eating episode 138. So today we're going to be talking about the secret to the universe. And no, it isn't 42, for those of you that are fans of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. But before we get to the episode today, the best bite that I had this week, it's always a toss-up. I couldn't choose, decide between the two. So I made some teriyaki chicken one night, and I also tossed some of the teriyaki sauce through some diced tofu and roasted that. And the chicken was really good, but the tofu was like amazing. And for my youngest, who normally is not a vegetable lover, I was like, you know, tofu's made out of vegetables. He was like lapping it up. So who knew tofu could be so delicious? And we had it with cauliflower rice. It was just like so yummy. And then my other thing that was just out of this world good was I made it was my birthday recently. These are actually my birthday flowers from my beautiful mother-in-law. Shout out to Geraldine. Thank you for the flowers. Yes, I made myself a cheesecake for my birthday, baked cheesecake, which amazing in its own right. But then the best part was like the leftover cheesecake, I crumbled it up, then made a vanilla ice cream base and tossed the cheesecake through the ice cream and froze it. And like the cheesecake, I'd used like ginger nut biscuits in the like cookies as in the crumb base. So it had this like ginger thing. It was vanilla. It was just like cheesecakey goodness. There's some more in the freezer. I can't wait to have it again next weekend. So let's talk about the secret to the universe. So plan for today is, first I wanted to share how did I discover the secret to the universe? And it wasn't from reading Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Then we're going to talk about like, what exactly is this secret that you're talking about, Jules? And then I'm going to share with you like the number one question to really help you apply this secret to your life. And it's just like a simple shift, getting into the habit of asking yourself this question, which will have like a huge impact on the trajectory of your life. Then we're going to talk about the biggest mistake that people make around this and how to avoid it. And then we'll finish up. I've got a little exclusive invitation for you at the very end. So how I discovered this secret to the universe, as I call it, I went on this journey of like, first of all, I started doing like business coaching, and working with a coach was really helpful. And she just opened my mind up to understanding the way that human brains work around just this whole thing that our thoughts create our results. So our thoughts drive our emotions. And so we think thoughts, they drive our emotions, and then they cause us to act, and then we get results based on that pathway. So if we're ever getting results that we're not happy with, say, for example, we're overeating or we're overdrinking, what we want to do is like look at the thoughts that are causing that. This was the beginning for me, like discovering this secret around the link between thoughts and my feelings and my actions was huge. So like I was applying that to my business and applying that in that realm. And I was like, had this idea of like, oh, I wonder what would happen if I applied this to first with my relationship with food and then ultimately with my relationship with alcohol. And it was a lot of trial and error. But the thing that I discovered when I was intentional with my thoughts around food and around what I was eating, around what I was drinking, I could actually get to this place where I could find the best of both worlds, where I could have cheesecake ice cream, for example, and also feel good in my clothes, and where I could include alcohol in my life, still be drinking, but like by being intentional, it stopped me from going into the overdrinking territory. So I was able to like find this like really amazing sweet spot for both of those things, which had been big problems in my life before, and get to this amazing place where I'm like, there's cheesecake in my life, there's champagne in my life, but I'm not overdoing it. Like I'm not going into the over drinking and overeating territory. So therefore I don't have like the negative consequences. And because the thing is with alcohol and food in particular, like there's really no bad foods. Like it's really not bad for us. It's like the quantity that we have. So like having one cookie is very different from having a whole bag of cookies in terms of the impact on your weight and your health. So this is what the secret is. It's just like that the secret to finding this balance and finding this sweet spot and being able to navigate like highly addictive substances like alcohol and sugar is to be intentional. And what that looks like is actually using our rational brain, like using our prefrontal cortex, the most evolved part of our brain, which can plan and can weigh up consequences, using that part of our brain to make decisions around these things and to think thoughts around these things, that really changes everything. So that was the secret. And the other part of the secret, I did a whole other podcast episode on this. It's called like, You're Way More Powerful Than You Think, is that like I discovered that by being intentional with my thoughts, by really using my rational brain more often in my interactions with food, in my interactions with alcohol, that was enough to radically change both of those things, like to be able to find this sweet spot. So using our rational brain helps us make better decisions. That's the secret. And oh yeah, and that I discovered that actually I wasn't powerless around alcohol. I wasn't powerless around sugar. I could be in control. They weren't necessarily, by using my rational brain, I could be the one deciding rather than going with the flow and feeling like alcohol was controlling me and feeling like sugar was controlling me. So for me, the alcohol piece was like the biggest one. I wasn't like a huge sweet tooth, but definitely like feeling like the food was controlling me. Like I felt and feeling that disempowered, like not like I could have an impact on this. Like that really changed when I discovered this secret. So I discovered that I'm actually way more powerful than I think. And the cool thing is that now I've worked with like hundreds of people in the Naturally Healthy Club and not so many people in my secret society where I help people change their relationship with alcohol, is that everyone, we are all with our humans and with our human brains. If you've got a human brain, prefrontal cortex, like you're way more powerful than you think. That's the secret, which is such good news, isn't it? And so I guess, how do we actually apply this? Like knowing that, yes, making intentional choices is the secret to finding the balance for and being able to include, some highly addictive things in our lives. The next step is, of course, like, what does that look like, Jules? How do you actually apply it? And the more I've worked with people and the more I've worked with this on myself, just this simple question of asking myself, how do I want this to go before I interact with any of these things? So before I start drinking, I ask myself, how do I want this to go? And that just gets my rational brain. And you'll find that the same thing happens to you. Like you answer that with the more rational part of your brain, you set yourself up for success because you're like, oh yeah, okay, I don't want to get really hammered. I want to just have a couple of glasses and enjoy it. And so because you've set that intention, then it's way more likely that the evening will progress in that way. And maybe sometimes you might set the intention, oh yeah, I just want to have one glass or I just want to have two glasses. And you might end up having one more, but that's still not going to result in you having a hangover and having feeling really gross the next day. Whereas if you hadn't set the intention, if you hadn't asked yourself how you wanted to go, anything could happen. So it's really random. So it's like, you don't have to do it perfectly. And it doesn't mean that you're always sticking with your intention, but it does have a huge impact on the total amount that you're drinking. And same applies for food. Like I do this all the time. Like when I walk into the kitchen at night, because I used to have a big problem and it still comes up for me sometimes, like last night. But on the nights where I ask myself, how do I want this to go before I start cooking, then I'm way more likely to go, oh yeah, no, I don't want to be picking too much. I might have a snack on some cabbage or whatever it is, but I don't want to be picking too much because I want to sit down and enjoy my dinner. So all these words, Jules, is just to say like this thought, this asking yourself this question, how do I want this to go, is the superpower. And you can use this beyond food and alcohol as well. Like if you're thinking about like your work day and your relationship with time, like how do I want this to go? Like in terms of like, what am I going to work on? You could use it for other things as well. So like this bringing in intentionality into all areas of life is so amazing. And even like relationships, like if you're like having an argument and you just pause and go, well, how do I want this to go? Like that just gives you that pause for your rational brain to come on and to help you like be in a more positive problem-solving mindset so that you're less likely to just go and be all in that reactive mode. So yeah, it puts that space, this question puts that space between being reactive and just going along with the flow and actually making the choices that feel good for us both in the moment but also in the long run as well. The thing I would really recommend taking away from this episode is to start practicing that thought, playing around with it. Like next time you like, say you walk into the break room and there's donuts there and you hadn't planned on having any donuts, but then you like got this urge to have donuts, go, you can just ask yourself like, how do I want this to go? And see what the answer comes up. It might be, you know what, I haven't had a donut for a really long time and you can have the donut. So that's the question. Like that's how we apply it. And I guess the next thing I wanted to cover off was like the biggest mistake that people make around like, yeah, so you come across this idea of, yeah, like I want to be more intentional. Great. So yeah, I'm going to give myself permission to have wine. I'm going to give myself permission to have a cupcake, whatever. And you have it. And then of course you're in the moment, you want more and you give into that urge and you have more. So you have another cupcake or finish off, like I have a couple of cupcakes, or you end up finishing off the bottle of wine. And so the biggest mistake that people make with this is when you're being, like when you start being, trying to be intentional, is expecting it to be perfect, expecting yourself to like, to set intentions, stick to your intentions, and it's all like everything's lined up perfectly. And of course, what happens is like, you know, part of messy being human is like, of course, like that's not how it plays out. But so the mistake people make is that when you do fall into that place of not sticking to your intentions, then using that as like the story that you tell yourself, like the meaning that you give to that when you don't stick your intentions, if you start going into the story of, oh, see, I can't be trusted. I knew I couldn't be trusted with that wine. I knew I couldn't be trusted with that chocolate, whatever. And letting that be evidence that you aren't powerful, that you can't do it, that setting intentions won't work for you. So that's the biggest mistake that people make. So what we want to do instead is look at that story. So when you mess up, go, oh yeah, of course, like this is going to happen. Yeah, Jules said this would happen. There's going to be times where I set an intention and I don't stick to it. It doesn't mean, I don't have to make that mean I'm going to a failure. All I want to do is just bring the curiosity and go, oh, there's something for me to learn. Like, what do I want to do differently next time now that I know what I know from this experience? So there's no judgment. There's no like giving up. There's like just this curiosity of like, oh yeah, okay, of course. And there's this kind of self-kindness as well, like this self-compassion. Like, of course I overdrank. That's going to happen. Like, you know, alcohol is a highly addictive substance. But what can I learn from this so that next time I'm in that situation, I can do it a little bit better? And the cool thing is that like over time, those little bits in improvements, those incremental improvements add up to like where you look back and you're like, oh my goodness, look at me now. Like, and this is what my life is like now. Like I completely can't believe like how little I drink and how this is all I want to drink. Like, it's not like I'm not white knuckling and I've like got all these rules in place. It's like, I'm just checking in with, no, this is how I want my life to be now. And it's so good. So you can get there as well. It's just following this step and just keep asking yourself, how do I want this to go? Bringing that rational thought in. That's the lesson for today. So yeah, the thing I really invite you is just like to start experimenting with this thought. And I have an exclusive invitation to you. So I'm actually opening up my secret society of intentional booze hounds, which is all around helping find this balance. So that group is starting, we're starting a new group in November. And so if you're interested in that, you can email me, jules@thestonesoup.com, or the other option is you can come and have a virtual drink with me. So it's actually going to be a recording of me explaining about the secret society and telling you more. So if you're curious about learning more about that, just go to thestonesoup.com/bar, and that will have details about how you can get access to that. And to have a drink with me. Okay, have a beautiful week, whatever you're doing, being intentional and just asking yourself, like, how do I want this to go? And I will catch you next week. Bye. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes, so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.